The league's annual meetings mark another off-season tentpole event, bringing us closer to the start of the off-season program. And what an off-season it's been for the Broncos and Broncos fans. Terrence Knighton, Nate Irving, Raheem Moore, all gone due to free agency this off-season. So not only will Wade Phillips have to fill some holes, but he'll have to do it while installing a new defense. Here's now more of my conversation with head coach Gary Kubiak on what he expects from Phillips and this defensive staff. Now that you're familiar with the personnel so much more from when you started, what identity must this defense have as you guys go forward for the Broncos to be successful?
Well, we want to be able to win all three ways. And we can sit here and talk about offense, defense, special teams. But if you want to be a great team in this league and you look around what happens every year, the teams that win Super Bowls, they're the best team. You know, they're not necessarily the best offense or the best defense or, you know, together they have the best football team. So, for us defensively, I think the biggest thing with Wade's system is we'll be very aggressive. We think we have the people to play man coverage, which that's what Wade wants to do. And we've got the edge players to go get the quarterback. So, well, we've got to put that group together. We've got some guys to replace. We lost a nose guard who's been playing very well. We lost a safety that we have to replace. And as of the other day, lost a linebacker who played a lot of football for us. So there will be some new faces, and Wade will put a stamp on it. But the bottom line, we got to play hard, make plays.
With guys like Von Miller, DeMarcus Ware, Chris Harris Jr., Pro Bowlers, you know they're going to put the work in. They're going to perform. How is Wade's system set up to really maybe help others grow as players? And maybe,
well, I think Wade's system is very simple, and I think one of our biggest challenges right now as a staff is we got some good young football players that have not played a lot of ball, you know, on the roster, some young offensive linemen, young receiver. We've got some guys that we've got to get going, and they have to be big contributors coming this next year. So I think the better teachers we are, how quick we can get guys, you know, up to speed with our system and get these young guys contributing to the football team, the better we'll be.